energy and impact, so we get their attention and understand how powerful this company is. And you all can do that. So if you're new, work with your team to learn how to do that. If you're seasoned, you can show them how to transition to a sleep system. So what we're going to do is we're going to do that impact. We're going to do a demonstration, probably with the mag steps, put some different products on them so they start to have an impact and see an immediate impact to our technologies. And then we're going to link that to the quality of life that they will have throughout the day if they incorporate those technologies. And then what we do is a simple transition. We help them see how sleep is the biggest impact for their life and where and how they get up in the next morning. And so we're going to link the day energy to the night energy. And how we do that is we show them a sleep system, and then we do a baseline energy test. We stand near the sleep system, and off of any Neekin technologies, we do a baseline energy test and show them how they are functioning throughout their life. And then we do a baseline flexibility test. And I won't go into that how we do that. You can talk to your team about that. But basically, then what we do is we lay them in the bed, cover them up for no more than 5 minutes. And the intent is to get them to experience the feel. We don't cover the technical. You can leverage this call with Dave Balzer if they want to learn a little bit more about that. But we leverage the experience of how it feels. Then we have them stand back up, put them on the exact same spot that we had them before, retest their energy after being in the bed for 5 minutes, retest their flexibility, and what they notice, and it happens every time, is they're stronger, more centered and balanced, and they're much improved in their flexibility. Then we marry it back to, so if that occurred in 5 minutes, how would you like to have that during your optimal time for a rebuild? And how would you like to start every single day better than the day before? And then you carry on into the day technologies. So that's what we're going to do. I'm actually going to pop off and hand it over to Max because I'm so excited. I'm going to go start meeting the guests because we lead by the example. And then Max is going to show you how you can leverage this to a higher level. So I'll pass it over to Max.
Thank you, Pat. Sarah, you still with us?
I am here, so let
good.
Me know.
Why don't you throw another slide up there? 2011 Road to Success is just an amazing way to get started here. Success, next stop, get ready, get started, and we're going to grow. But, you know, one of the things that Pat even talked about and what we have been talking to is people in Canada and Australia today, and what they're reporting to us, it's a national broadcast news about the impact of sleep and the impact of sleep on whether you stay well or not well, and that people are really out there looking for a better quality of life. Well, you know that Neekin has the only sleep system on the market that provides you an ability to cocoon in energy so that your body can do what it's designed to do is repair itself. Therefore, you're going to listen to Dave, show how you can get up with that total energy. So what I just love what Neekin does for us all the time to help us promote this and get the message across about sleep. Certainly, they have power launch bonuses and pack bonuses, and they have several different packs, and they're identified there on the screen that you can see. So each one of those packs up there at the top carries a bonus factor. It's either $500, $100, or $150. But what Neekin is doing for us this month, for every pack that is sold, they are going to offer 150% volume. So Sarah hit that, and I think the 150% volume. So they're also adding this month a sleep pack. In other words, they're talking about a sleep pack, and they're going to put a bonus on that too. But this month they're going to offer a 200% volume. That's really exciting when you understand this whole program of business building, sharing with other people, and getting the word out about the viability of Neekin, about the ability to get better and have a better quality of life long into the future, and we can leverage all these packs. So when you understand that, and the basic starting point where everybody can maximize their income is what's called a silver level. So generally, you'd want to try to get to that silver level as quickly as possible so you can maximize your income. Through the process of sharing these packs in the sleep system, because they've doubled the point volumes, and the points are the ones that help us advance in the business mode. So 20,000 points in a month will get you to a silver level. If you don't understand that yet, talk to an upline or talk to a sponsor, and they'll explain that to you. So let's look at the next slide. 150% PV on the packs, 200% PV on the sleep system. So Sarah, hit the next slide. Capitalize your journey in January and earn this power launch bonus and go silver and maximize that income. So we can say, yeah, business construction ahead. This is a way to get the year started off with a bang, get people moving towards the silver level. They go on to gold and platinum and increase their incomes as they go. So how would we capitalize that? Sarah, the next slide. Earn the power launch bonus with the January promotion. So let's just bring that whole slide up. Just bring it all up at one time, and that way I won't have to look at it. So one of the things that we want to do, first of all, if I were going to get started and I'm going to look at it as business, I'd want my own sleep system. So I'd really want to put that up there. If I were going to get a queen sleep system, that's about $1,500. So there's 3,200 points. Then if I go out there and enroll some other people to purchase a sleep system, you would earn the power launch bonus, but any time that you market four of the bonus packs, then Neekin will match that bonus. So at that point, if you enrolled four people, let's go to the next slide, see what that one says. So this is just the example. You enrolled two people with a sleep system. That's power launch bonus. So the sleep system on the income level is going to be about 2,756 points. The power launch bonus will give you $200 because there's $100 on each pack. And you do that two more times, you get $200 plus that other points that you see up there. So your earning is going to be on the power launch is $400. But Neekin is going to match that, so you've actually got $800. So the rebate level that you see at the bottom is $826. Power launch bonus for four packs is $400. Neekin matches it for $400. Now, what does it take to invest in a sleep system? About $1,500. Right there, you have your return on your investment at 100% of the volume out there. So you've got the return on investment and continue on, and you're going to start to see very good income coming. Let's look at what else they're doing. January promotion. This is sleep your way to silver. In other words, that's earn the power launch bonus and provide an income. Put the whole thing up there. So if we're going to look at it, and I enroll four people, I enroll four who enroll two with sleep systems, and purchase sleep system for yourself and sell one to a customer, you're going to earn the power launch bonus, you're going to earn the matching bonus, and you're going to advance to silver. Now, how does that happen? The next slide will show that same example there. You purchase or sell your own sleep system, you're going to get the points that go there. Enroll four people with the sleep system, you're going to get the points that go there. The bonus points then is going to double, so 6,000 goes to 12,000. Who enrolled two with sleep systems, that 3,000 goes to 6,000. You advance to silver because you've got 21,800 points towards silver, but in actuality, you only had 10,900 points. So the road to silver this month is cut in half. And so what would that mean on your investment of just simply $1,558 with your rebates? With your power launch bonus, with the matching bonus, you got $1,925 back. Again, what did you invest? $1,558. You helped other people improve their sleep. You got the silver. You're going to maximize your income. Now go duplicate that again for somebody, and you can move on to the next rank. So look at the simplicity here where you can get 10,000 points, but with the matching and with the 200% volume, you get 21,000 and you're on the way to silver. So that is an extremely great way to move towards the silver level. But I think the next slide, let's look at the next slide. If you're already silver, let's maximize your income. And let's just kind of look at enrolling the two people, the power launch bonuses, get the others, get the matching bonus, and your sleep system is paid for. So let's look at that one, Sarah, because I think that you're going to earn more bonus points. Because you are already a silver, you're going to start to enroll some additional people, and you're going to be able to show them how they can earn the return on their investment. So I like the fact that we have the sleep system. We can demonstrate it easy. It's in the national news that sleep is the most important part of your health. And then we have those other packs. And we didn't even throw in the other packs, but, you know, Neekin is such a fantastic company, they're giving us 150% volume on the other packs. So So you can mix and match the 150% with the 200%. You're going to increase your matching bonuses if you did the sleep packs, as we talked about here, four, and you did some other of the basic packs, four more. You're going to be able to double that even further. So that, you know, I just cannot get over how generous the company is this month in helping us get the silver. In other words, you can get the silver with half the volume that, that it needed to take. So let's look at the next slide, Sarah. Get on the road to success this January. It's exciting. You need to get out and share it with your people. You need to get out there and show people how they can get to that silver level. And I know Pat's got her finger up here, so she's getting excited just listening to me, so hopefully you are too, but I'll put her back on.
We're going to hand it over to Dave real here soon here, but I just want to say I ran downstairs, I met the guests, they're all excited. But what I want to say is simplistically, when people get on an Econ Sleep system, their mouth starts sharing. They cannot not share if the impact is so great. So I'm just going to give you a summary of, you know, Matt gave you how to make the money. That's for your most seasoned people. If you're a guest and you want to get a sleep system and then earn back your sleep system, then you open your mouth and put it in front of a guest. So we're going to, our new couple downstairs, they don't know how to crunch numbers. They don't know what silver is. They know we're excited about sleep. We're going to have a fun demonstration and impact with the bio products. Then we're going to show sleep as the highlight. We're going to then say to the guest, how would you like to get this for free? We go ahead and get your sleep system, and then we can earn it back by let's get it in front of your guest. So this month we are going to be so in motion in front of people and showing them this, that the money will come. So if you want to learn and go over and over again, you can ask your mentor on how to make the money come, but don't bog it down. Just go get in front of a bunch of people, make it a win-win. If you have new people, show how you can actually shoot them and get them to silver it with a very solid organization of a lot of people with the Sleep Foundation and the guest. It's a win-win because they can get the best sleep system on the market and they can earn back that return on investment by showing people. And so, and I can categorically tell you, there is not one consultant I've ever interviewed, or even consumer I've interviewed, that would give up their bed for any amount of money if they knew they could not get another one as a replacement. So that is huge. So with that, I'll hand it back to you, Sarah, so you can bring on the expert and tell, and he can tell us why it's so wonderful. All we know is it is wonderful.
Thank you so much, both you, Pat and Mac. Thanks for taking the time this evening to have a great, great meeting, and we will
okay.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Now, if for anyone who would like copies of those slides with the breakdown, we do have those. They were sent out in the newsletter, the NECAN e-newsletter, on Monday, January 3rd. There is a link in that newsletter that breaks down those promotions, so you have access to those. Now, I would like to introduce our resident product technology expert here, and that is Dave Balzer, who will go over the sleep system. Dave, I will go ahead and... You've got the ball.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sarah. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
All right. We're ready to go. First of all, thank you, Sarah, for that introduction, and thank everybody for coming on the line here. I appreciate it. I appreciate your giving up part of your evening to enjoy the particulars of sleep with me. I also want to thank Pat and Mac. They always do a great job, and I also want to thank them publicly for inviting me into their home the last time I was up in Seattle. It's a great place that they're building and rebuilding themselves. It's reflective of their loving relationship and their openness and warmness and willingness to share. Let me go with my very first slide here. I want to preface what I have to say and these PowerPoints by telling you that all of these slides are available in the Beacon Library, and they'll also this particular presentation is going to be recorded and be available to you not only with the audio but also with the PowerPoint slides. And the million-dollar question for this presentation is, how did you sleep last night? And I'm going to answer that by pointing out the absolute importance of sleep with this quote from Dr. William C. Dement, who is an MD, PhD, and is one of the original sleep researchers who termed and identified what we now know as REM, or rapid eye movement. And Dr. Dement said, quote, healthy sleep has been empirically proven to be the single most important determinant in predicting longevity, more important than diet, exercise, or heredity. And let me just break this down a little bit. What the doctor is saying is, we know from experience, we know from testing, we know from observation, we know empirically that the single most important factor in determining how long you're going to be on this planet is sleep. That is, the how you sleep, the quality of sleep, the amount that you sleep is more important than what you eat, more important than how much exercise you get, or more important than your genetics. I think that's an absolutely striking quote, and it's one where you take a look at it and you say, I would never in a million years have thought that you could override, augment, or counteract some of the negatives that you might get from, let's say, genetic predisposition by making sure that you maximize the quality of your sleep. So let me move on to the actual mechanics or stages of sleep. I mentioned REM or rapid eye movement, and non-rapid eye movement states create a healthy sleep pattern. These alternate. Non-rapid eye movement composes about 75% of the night, and obviously the rest is REM. When we begin to lay down and to fall asleep, we are in non-rapid eye movement, and then we move into stages. Stage one is a light sleep. This is kind of the netherworld between being awake and entering sleep. Stage two is the onset of sleep, where we disengage from the environment. Our breathing slows, our heart rate slows, our temperature decreases. Stages three and four are the deepest and most restorative part of the sleep. This is where your blood pressure drops. Again, your breathing gets a little bit slower. You start to rebuild the energy packets that you're going to need for the rest for the upcoming day. The regulatory chemicals are released for growth and development because there is rejuvenation, rebuilding, and regrowth that's going on while you're sleeping. Here's kind of an interesting intellectual question, and that is, or theoretical question, and that is, why do we sleep? Why do we need to sleep? These are some of the postulates from the Harvard Medical School. There's the inactivity theory, where when we sleep, we're quiet and we're less vulnerable. And this goes back to the days of when we were out with clubs trying to find our own food and gathering roots and berries, and we had a lot of predators who were willing to come after us and do us in. And so by staying still, quiet, we'd be less vulnerable, less obvious. The second is energy conservation theory. When you're asleep, when you're quiet, you use less energy. So you're conserving the demands that you might have to go out and find food or go out and find energy. The restorative theories, which is really not a theory at all, that sleep provides a chance for the body to repair, to restore, and rejuvenate. We know that that's a fact. The last one I think is also very intriguing, and we know that that's true as well, and that's the brain plasticity theory. Plasticity meaning the ability to change form, the ability to change shapes, the ability to accommodate. Changes in structure and organization of memory and learning ability occur when we sleep. How much sleep do we need? This is from an article from BBC Science. This is a British broadcasting company, Science magazine. People, human beings, like to sleep between 5 and 11 hours per night. The average is 7.75 hours per night, and therefore there's our 8-hour sleep. For me, it's interesting to look at different species and see how long they actually sleep. A python sleeps about 18 hours a night. A tiger, 15.8 hours a day. A cat, this is a house cat, 12.1. Chimpanzee, which is getting a little bit closer to home, 9.7. A sheep, as little as 3.8 hours. African elephant, 3.3. And a giraffe, 1.9 hours. Perhaps the hydrostatic pressures involved with the last two gate how much they can sleep. So what exactly is happening when we sleep? Here's what goes on in your brain. Cortex activity drops, but the brain is highly active. Initial labile memories are converted. It's a continual process. Labile memories are the memories and the events that your brain has recorded during the day, but they're labile, meaning that they're not fixed, they're not frozen, they're not logged, they're not in the filing system. And your brain goes through a cataloging process deciding whether or not it's going to save those memories or whether or not it's going to let them go. It defines the information that's going to be accessible during your waking hours. About 40% of our usual brain blood flow is diverted to the muscles. So when this cortex activity drops, the blood can go flow to the rest of the body so that it can be repaired and rejuvenated. The eyes, although brain turns off the spinal neurons so that the eyes remain active, this allows what's known as, quote, dream engagement via eye movement. So when you're dreaming, If you were to be active, if the rest of your body were to be active and your spinal cord neurons weren't turned off, then you would be jumping and popping and playing tennis and hitting the ball or running or doing whatever you're doing in your dream, and you would continually wake yourself up. So that obviously cannot happen. However, by keeping eye movement active, you can be fully engaged in the dream that you're having. Hormones, adrenaline, corticosteroid levels drop, HGH, melatonin, testosterone, and FSH levels rise. The immune system sleeping aids in fighting disease. And that was another one that wasn't up there, and one of the reasons why we sleep, and there are certainly some theories that one of the reasons that that animals and humans began to sleep or needed to sleep was so that they could allow their immune system to go ahead and take a surveillance of their entire body, to look at the various systems that are there, identify parasites, identify invaders, identify viruses, and get them out, fight them off. Another thing that happens during sleep is body temperature lowers and increases. There's actual ebb and flow, and it lowers to increase the likelihood of deep sleep because there's activity going on in deep sleep, and the activity is going to raise your temperature. You don't want to overheat, so your body automatically throttles back the temperature so that you don't get too hot. And then the skin. Beauty sleep is really beauty sleep. It replaces the shed skin cells during the day, rebuilds and repairs the damage that you may have gotten from ultraviolet light. Muscles. Muscles are relaxed when we sleep. Even though we change position approximately 35 times during the night, this gives tissues a chance to repair and to restore. Blood. The heart rate and blood pressure decline during sleep. Blood flows away from the brain, allowing it to flow repeatedly through the major filter that we have in our system, which is the liver, which, of course, allows us to detoxify. I'm not going to dwell on this one, but sleep problems continue and the economy's made them worse. Let's just say, in general, people who are stressed, whether you're stressed about the economy or stressed about your job, stressed about the family situation, whatever it may be, we don't get enough sleep, and Americans are not getting enough sleep. They're experiencing mood difficulties that impact their sleep or their health. The poor sleep means they're twice as likely to follow other unhealthy habits to get them through the day, which is over-caffeinating or taking other kinds of stimulants or eating junk foods and the like. Sleep problems are on the rise. This is a quote, and Americans are seeking solutions, not always in the most healthy or productive manner. This is from the National Sleep Foundation, their Sleep in America 2009 poll. What's the answer? And Neekin has the answer. It is the Kinko Nature Rest Sleep System with RAM technology. This is radial access magnet technology, massage effect surface, improved temperature regulation, environmentally responsible materials, and environmentally safe materials. Let's start with the foundation itself, the foundational material, which is the natural latex rubber. It's the same natural latex used in the topper that's used in the pillow as well. Harvested from latex farms, it's a renewable resource. You can liken the harvesting of the latex fluid or the latex sap from the rubber trees to harvesting the syrup or the sap that's necessary to make maple syrup. You can tap into the trees, doesn't hurt the trees. You can go ahead and extract the liquid from them. It's almost like milking a cow. The trees and the plants seem to be happy with that. We're keeping green. These are all organically farmed so that there are no pesticides. We're not making pollution. We're not using petrochemicals. Latex rubber, again, to reiterate, it's not a petroleum product. It has no negative environmental impact at all. In fact, it probably has a positive impact because the rubber plantations are exchanging CO2 for oxygen and generally giving back to the environment and contributing to the ecosphere. No chemical fumes, no odors. Latex rubber is better because it retains firmness better than polyfoam. You can go ahead and go out there and find the synthetic foams, and even the best of the best, when compared to latex, doesn't measure up. The latex will not only give you a much more comfortable surface, but it will give you one that retains its characteristics, that retains its spring, its firmness better and longer than any of the synthetics out there, which means a longer life. Natural latex is naturally antimicrobial. It resists mildew and will resist dust mites. And I know people are asking about bed bugs and dust mites and that sort of thing. And I can tell you that there's one example that's absolutely crucial here. My daughter, who just started school up in the Bay Area, went away for a few days, and they had a lot of moisture inside of their apartment, and the second bedroom that they have had an inch and a half foam of the synthetic memory foam. And, of course, when she got back, it was all moldy and all mildewed. This will not happen with the Naturist. The Naturist has, with the natural latex, natural moisture wicking action, better temperature regulation, and overall general better comfort. Next generation after Rubberthane is what we've been able to do with the top of the topper, where the nodules are, where the massage effect surface is. And this was done by using natural latex on the top as well, molding it and cutting it in a special way, and then adding a layer of liquid latex over those nodules in order to make a softer, more responsive massage feel. This gives you the firmness for stimulation, and yet it retains the comfortable nature that you need to get a good night's sleep. On the outside, the natural fiber cover is 100% natural cotton with wool on the interior and viscose. And you're saying, okay, Balzer, you just told me it was all natural. What is this viscose stuff? It sounds funny. And I would agree, viscose is simply another way of saying natural plant fibers. These fibers can be from pine, it can be from bamboo, it can be from hemp, and you extract the fibers and blend them together in order to make materials that are used for the fiber cover. These are renewable resources. There's no polyester, no pesticides or chemicals were used in order to make the materials for the natural fiber cover. It's naturally breathable, promotes ventilation and greater comfort, and equally as important, it is naturally fire retardant. It meets the federal flammability standards that are not actually applicable to toppers yet, but we're preemptive in what we do. We knew that we wanted to meet or exceed the standards, whether they were applicable to the product or not, because it's the right thing to do. And we do that with this blend of natural fibers without adding flame retardant chemicals. It didn't make a whole lot of sense to us to put together an all-natural, eco-friendly topper and then spray it with harsh chemicals in order to make it fire retardant, chemicals that would volatilize, that you would breathe in, that you would absorb through your skin. So we've done it all naturally. We've done it all without any added chemicals or petrochemical or otherwise. Custom pillow is a reflection of the topper itself. It has many of the same features as the Naturist mattress topper, RAM technology. It is natural latex that has been pelletized or shredded so that we have small pieces in there that give you a resiliency that is better than foam or feathers. The custom firmness allows you to replace, remove, or add the shredded latex as you desire. It has an orthopedic head and neck support, and it has the same breathable natural fiber cover as the topper. Let's talk about RAM placement, because I think that besides the all-natural commitment that we've made, the eco-friendly commitment that we've made with the natural latex and with the cover, we have integrated one of the latest innovations in magnetic technology that Nikon has, which is called RAM technology, or radial access magnet. And these are nodes of energy, of magnetic energy, that needed to be specifically placed in a pattern and on the topper itself. And the question was, how could the RAM technology be applied to the entire body during sleep? And how could a static pattern, one that didn't move, one that stayed put, become a dynamic pattern that would support the body at all times because you're moving around like crazy when you're sleeping? So here's the criteria for the RAM pattern, scientific basis. It had to conform to A, the generally accepted principles of physical anatomical tissue structures, B, the traditional time-honored Eastern models of human energetics, and C, the theoretical and practical applications of biophysics and energy medicine. It had to provide dynamic support. The physical and energetic body field had to be in close proximity to at least a few RAM magnet locations, regardless of the sleeping position. And I thank Dr. Peter Goldberg for a number of these slides. I appreciate it. This is one among others that he's given me. Those are the pictures on the bottom of the little babies that he enjoyed. But the ones at the top are the most often used, most popularly used sleeping positions. 41% of the time, we are in either the right or the left fetal position. 15% of the time, we're in the log position. 13% of the time, we're in the yearner position. And then you can see there's the soldier, the free faller, and our fish. And the point here is you can see how this lady is on the topper, and she's in different positions, and how can you create a pattern for the RAM magnets that will accommodate any and all of those positions? And here's what Dr. Goldberg has done. This is a 16 RAM master pattern, the geometrics, and you can see he didn't do it in one shot. This is draft 102. The pillows at the top, which affords three RAM magnets at the neck level, and then at the shoulder blade level, you've got another three. Down the spinal column, you can see the dots that are making up the pattern, along with elbow, hand level, and knee level. And here's an interpretation where the red dots are showing where the RAM magnets are placed against the body, and you can line it up a little bit better that way. Here we come back to the key points. This is the pattern again repeated on the right, and I'm going to read the distinct characteristics here. A single 16 RAM magnet pattern with two interfacing components, a mattress and a pillow. Pattern design reflects physical and energetic anatomical system models. Individual RAM positions are located in the established field zones rather than on specific points or energy centers. Pattern works in conjunction with latex nodules to support energy flow and balance throughout the body. And what Dr. Goldberg taught me that I really didn't understand before is that not only do the nodules massage you and relax you and interact with your sectored circulation, they also prepare the tissue for the magnetic energy that you're going to introduce. Both the direct and indirect field contact is maintained with varying numbers of RAM during use. The Kinko Nature Rest system is so advanced that it's back to nature. It's magnetic technology to replicate the natural magnetic field. Materials also make the sleep environment more natural and sleep the way it's supposed to be. I think that one of the most amazing things to me when I first tried the Nature Rest system, when I first tried the topper, was that I really wasn't sure how the pattern that Dr. Goldberg developed for us, how the RAM pattern, the placement pattern on the topper was going to work. And what I found was that I move to and from. I move close to, I move away, I move on top of, or I move to the side of the RAM magnets as and when my body needs it, so that it's almost self-regulating in the sense that your body can tell, just as it can understand what your temperature is like while you're asleep. You're asleep. You're in REM or non-REM. You're in a deep sleep pattern, and your body does not wake you up and say, hey, I need a little less of the covers because I'm getting too hot, or I need a little more covers because I'm getting cold. You automatically adjust. You automatically adjust what's on top of you or what's around you. And, you know, almost miraculously, you do the same thing with magnetic technology. You move on or about the static pattern of RAMs that are on the topper as and when your body needs the magnetic energy. I think it's amazing, and I've seen it in myself. I've seen it in other people that the combination of the hypoallergenic materials, the combination of the natural latex, the combination of the other elements in the cover, as well as the RAM energy itself, make this absolutely the most productive sleep environment that I've ever experienced. I'm going to answer one of the questions that came in here before I close, and that's coming in and asking about people allergic to natural latex. Let me say a couple things about allergies to latex. First of all, a lot of people who are allergic to latex have that experience with latex gloves. And there are two factors there. One, that's synthetic or not natural latex. Two, there's powder on the inside of the glove that they're generally allergic to if they react to it. And three, there are this direct contact with the latex that's required in order for you to react to it, if in fact you do have an allergic reaction. The other thing is that those who are allergic to latex are just as with peanuts and peanut oil, they're reacting to the proteins that are inherent. These antigens are actually proteins, protein molecules, and it's the same with the latex. And the way that the latex foam is made removes 99.9% of the proteins. So not only would you have to be in direct contact with the latex in order to have an allergic reaction, which is unlikely, there are no proteins available, or virtually no proteins there, which would be the molecules that would evoke the allergic reaction. So the chances of your having an allergic reaction to natural latex are not impossible, but they're extremely unlikely. And to my knowledge, I have not heard of, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I haven't heard of a single report of allergic reaction to the Nature Rest system. Yes, and I'm seeing someone asking me if it helps with snoring. The only thing I can say is that I have been told that I snore, but I sleep so soundly that I have no idea if I do or if I don't. It's just the way it goes. So I think the pillow, all kidding aside, I think the pillow with the cervical support that's in there and the RAM elements that are in there can make a very positive contribution to giving you the right breathing patterns and the right environmental patterns so that you sleep, hopefully, without disturbing your partner. All right, Sarah, that's it for me. Thank you very much, and I want to thank everybody for hanging in there. I took a note of the attendees when we started, and almost everybody's hung in. I thank you so much, and Sarah, back to you.
Oh, thanks, Dave. We do have one last question that came in. Let me ask you. It's, how does this technology affect someone with a sensitive cardioelectrical system?
Okay, I guess I'm not really sure what a sensitive cardioelectrical system is. If it means that they're sensitive to magnetic fields, then I think that there are a couple of ways to deal with that. As we know, then what happens is that the strength of the magnetic field is directly proportional to the distance. In other words, the further you get away from a magnetic field, the less strength you have, and the less strength will be applied to your body. So if people are particularly sensitive to magnetism or they're particularly sensitive to magnetics, what they can do is they can put a little bit of a distance between themselves and the top of the latex topper itself by putting a mattress cover on there. Using cotton, even synthetic mattress cover, is not going to impact the magnetic energy. It's not going to screen the magnetic energy, but by getting yourself further away, you're going to minimize the sensitivities that you might have to a magnetic field. I hope that answers it. Okay?
What if, I don't know if you can answer this, someone with atrial fibrillation?
Yeah, I'd rather not answer that. I think that's getting into a medical... getting into medical field, so I think I'd, and I'm seeing that people are asking how we can order additional shredded latex if needed. You have to call customer service, distributor relations, and find out from that. I frankly, I'm not passing the buck. I don't know the answer to that. I think they're going to need to. And I see people are saying, well, can you get an overdose of magnetism? What we've done when we designed this system, it is very, very, very far strength-wise from getting you anywhere close to where you'd be concerned about that. What we did when we designed this was to take a look at the Gauss strength right at the magnetic spheres, these neodymium spheres that make up the six together that make up a RAM node. And we understood that what we wanted to do, we knew we were going to be a certain distance from the crater that it's put in between the massaging nodules. We also knew that we were going to have the cover on there, that was going to be a certain thickness, and that people were going to put a sheet on there and maybe you're wearing some PJs to bed. And that what we wanted to do was we wanted to be at 1,000 to 1,200 Gauss at the surface of the body when you were laying on the topper. And that's what we've gotten. And I can tell you with absolute certainty that when you're in that Gauss range, and even if you were right on top of the RAM node itself, it's perfectly safe. And there's no need to think that you're going to OD on magnetic energy. Okay? Sarah, it's yours.
Yep. Okay. I was just making sure we don't have any last-minute questions.
Okay.
It looks like we are good. So thank you so much, Dave, and thank you all for joining us. Tonight's presentation has been recorded and will be available within the next 48 hours on mynekin.com. If you go to the menu bar, go to the Events tab, on the drop-down menu, click on Conference Calls. This concludes the call for tonight. Good night, and thank you so much for listening.